You know what? I'm going to say something now. I want you just to go along with it, okay? It's a serious point, and I do mean it. I miss the pandemic, all right? Am I allowed to say that? I miss the pandemic? Are we allowed to say that? Are we allowed to acknowledge that? What are we meant to do? What were we meant to do? It was good, wasn't it? I mean, apart from the dying, like, it was good. Let's just face the facts. What are you meant to do when your work phones you up and goes, during a very hot summer, oh, by the way, you can't come in anymore, but we are going to pay you. What the fuck? Thanks very much. Of course you're going to go, yeah, I don't want to feel guilty about that. That's my dream. What, to get paid not to work? And then you didn't have to do anything, did you? It wasn't like you had social obligation. No, you didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to go visit your aunt. You didn't have to make up excuses even. It was fucking brilliant. The entire point of the pandemic was it gave us all a nice break. And I'm just saying I want another break. Is there anything wrong with saying that I want another break? It was brilliant. Admittedly, cancelling Christmas was not so good. Cancelling Christmas with 4 days to go, that was not good, was it? Because cancelling Christmas, that's very much Ebenezer Scrooge, the Sheriff of Nottingham style behaviour, right? Okay, I didn't like that. But other than that, it was great. Other than that, and the millions of people dying, it was great. Other than cancelling Christmas and the millions of people dying, there was a lot of upsides. Can we just admit it? There was a lot of upsides. And still, there's all of these joyless, dry fuckheads, right, who were anti-lockdown. Loads of people were anti-lockdown. Now, I don't want to argue about whether or not there's, you know, our freedoms were taken away or if it was effective or not. The point was, we didn't have to do anything. You could lie in bed all day and it was legitimate. No one's like, oh, you're fucking lazy. And then people are like, oh, yeah, but this is costing us loads of debt. The country's all in debt. The world's all in debt. But it's going to take generations to pay this back. To pay what back? To who? We're full of debt as it is. The third world has trillions of pounds worth of debt. Right? The American system has got trillions of dollars in debt. The budget deficit is trillions of dollars. What's another couple of trillion? Just chuck it on the pile. We're all right. Just a little bit more and we can have some time off. Is there anything wrong with that? Is there anything wrong with just saying just a little bit more? All I'm saying is that 2% more of what the budget deficit already is, yeah, just chuck on another 2% and then we'll have a year off. How about that? Deal? Because we control this system. You know that. We control the system. Everybody is all like, oh no, we can't because that's not the rules and blah. We control it. We control the fucking stock market, right? We turn it on and off again. We turn it off at night and then we turn it on again in the morning. We control it. Working 5 days a week. Everyone's like, oh no, you got to work 5 days a week. Do you? We made that up. We made it up. Every now and again, we just pull a fucking bank holiday out of our ass. Have one of those. What the fuck? We can do anything we want. Okay? Money is made up. It doesn't mean anything. People are like, oh yes, but inflation and printing money and quantity easing. But doesn't matter. We made it all up. We should do what Zimbabwe did, and they got to like a million, whatever their fucking money was, I can't remember, right? They go, oh, here's a million, whatever. We're going to start again at one. That's now one. Jobs are good, and thanks very much. And when you speak to people about economics, they're all like, they pretend to know what it's all about. Oh, yeah, well, shares in the market and blah, blah. No one knows anything. That's why people, very clever people, didn't see the crash coming. That's why very clever people lose millions of pounds on the stock market and then go on a fucking murder-suicide rampage. Nobody knows what's going on and we make all of this up. All of it. So let's just have some more time off. I'm just saying it was nice, wasn't it? It was lovely. Think how many dogs were happy. Think how many fucking dogs who have been left at home were happy because suddenly their owners were at home every day. We didn't have to commute in, even if you were working. People were like, oh, I worked all the way through the pandemic. Have a fucking medal. You sat in your kitchen on a laptop and ate cake, all right? You didn't. You weren't like at the front line, were you? You weren't in the hospitals looking after people. No, you were just doing HR from home. It's not. You don't need a fucking medal. I worked through the pandemic as a delivery driver. Technically, I was a fucking key worker. One time I knocked on someone's door and they answered the door and I exchanged some words with them. This was like mid-2020 and then they said to me, oh, by the way, I've got COVID. Thanks very much. Because that was the only bad thing about the pandemic, wasn't it? The actual virus. That kind of scary virus that existed out there because somebody apparently fucked a bat. They obviously didn't. It came from a lab. But anyway, that's another point. The point is, it was great. It was actually great. All right? I mean, I got COVID and it was terrible. It was awful. It was really bad. I was in bed ill for like 9-10 days, and that was like the watered down version in 2021. You know, someone should do something about it, really. Put up a poster and let people know what's going on. But the point is, the rest of the time, it was really nice. I did feel a little bit like it was the Second World War and the front line was somewhere in France and I was sitting in an Alpine village chilling out. I did feel a little bit of guilt. But how much guilt can you feel when you are getting paid not to work? Oh, but the debt. Don't worry about the debt. We make up the debt. Anyway, that's just some thoughts. I haven't rehearsed that at all. I just wanted to talk about the pandemic. I want to talk about it because I'm carrying around this guilt of missing it. And yet, can we just admit it was lovely? Most of it was lovely. I would have liked to have had a Christmas and some people shouldn't have died. But other than that, it was spot on.